If you have any doubt about Berlin's never-ending nightlife, just head out to a random bar on a random weeknight, and you'll find both Berliners and visitors more than happy to party till dawn.
I think the reason I came here is because of the techno scene, yeah.
Eric de Oliveira is one of thousands of newer Berlin residents who stumbled into the city and were soon enticed by its party and electronic music scene. That is exactly the kind of customer Beat Guide is targeting.
There's a huge influx of like young people coming here for school or for work or whatever, and they want to do something. And most of these people are moving here because they've heard Berlin is fun, and I think the nightlife is a huge part of why it's fun.
Beat Guide co-founder Brendan Blackwell knows his customer needs well because he himself came to Berlin 6 years ago from his hometown of Sydney, Australia. It didn't take long for him to fall in love with the genre of music Berlin does best. He's now working alongside Beat Guide co-founder Tino Eric, a native Berliner, in the heart of what's been called Europe's Silicon Valley. Prenzlauer Berg in former East Berlin is home to dozens of tech startups. And fitting to the character of the area, Beat Guide's small office is right in the thick of it, burrowed inside an old, graffiti-clad, unrefurbished building. Here, the Beat Guide team continues to develop an app that allows electronic music fans to find out where their favorite artists are playing and discover new DJs at the clubs where they already happen to be.
The big difference is actually that we show the events not only like by an image or by some text. We actually like have implemented all these artists with their sound profiles from SoundCloud, actually. So the basic idea is that you get an idea, an acoustic idea of what is you can expect. So by that, actually, your emotions can grab you and you can make a decision based on your emotions rather than just reading text.
Tino Erich first got the idea for Beat Guide when he was in London and couldn't find a place to go out. First, though, he spent over 2 years building a database of more than 30,000 artists in 9 cities, 15,000 of them handpicked. Then in May, Tino and Brendan decided to finally officially set up shop. While they already have 3,000 users signed up for the free app, there's still a lot of work to do. There's some stiff competition for Berlin's partygoers.
Well, there is one already that it's pretty popular called Resident Advisor. Everybody knows about it, and it's kind of a guide for, like, you know where to go, like, from Monday to Monday, you know.
I prefer to search the gigs of the DJ, the date, where I play my favorite, you know, artist and go there. Yeah. In Resident Advisor is one, and a lot of artists put his gigs in Facebook.
Besides competition from websites like Resident Advisor, there's also the job of convincing those in the know, like electronic DJ Gloria Falk, that there may be yet more to discover.
I mean, honestly, like, if I want to see somebody, I know where he's playing. And it's mostly just my friend Summer, so they tell me where they're playing. So I think I wouldn't really use it. But it's probably useful for a lot of people who, like, don't know everybody and, like, get invited everywhere.
Beat Guide hasn't yet spent money on marketing to their potential followers, but they are about to get a major energy boost in that department without the need of extra cash. Red Bull Amplifier, a support program for promising music tech startups, has brought Beat Guide on board, and the app's founders are already counting the cities they want to lead music fans through next. This is Jenny Hoff for DW in Berlin.